Baba, we bow down and worship your name. We love you. His majesty tonight. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Great and Mighty God, the one that was, that is to come. Father, we bless you. We appreciate you for another wonderful time in your presence tonight. Father, we thank you for your grace that is more than sufficient. Father, we thank you for your anointing that is every good. Thank you for your name that is above every other name. At the mention of that name, every knee must bow, every tongue of best, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, who you want to bless you? It's one to be great. It's one to be adored. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. From February to February, from February to March, March to April, April to May, May to June, June to July. Father, we thank you for this grace to be able to see this month of July. It's not by power, it's not by might, it's by His grace. Our families are going up and down. The evil virus did not locate them. Just lift up your voice. If you don't bless it, forget about your problem. Just bless it. The joy in presence of God. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Holy Spirit, you are welcome to tonight's prayer. Father, we thank you for tonight. Be thou exalted. Just have your way. My brother, my sister, lift up your voice. Just lift up the blessing of the Lord. Many failures have died this year, even in the coronavirus problem. But you and I have been alive. God has been watching over us. They are alive. The road they pass through, we have passed through the road. The food they ate, we have eaten the food. Father, we say thank you very much for bearing our life, Lord. Father, we thank you. Just worship him tonight. Let's go to the it's worthy to be praised. There's nothing for doing. Thank the Lord. On in your language, begin to bless the name of the Lord. In your language, sing a song of worship. Just begin to sing any song. God can hear all languages. Hope you understand. In any language you like, begin to worship your maker. Oh, and he shall live my own. In any language you have, and he shall live my own. What worship the Lord in your language tonight. And you say, that's a romata so. Just worship him. My brother, my sister, there's nothing like worshiping the Lord. Lift up your voice tonight. Begin to bless his holy name. He's awesome. He's great. He's the I am that I am. Greater than the greatest. Stronger than the strongest. Oh, we worship the Lord. In your language, sing a song to worship the Lord. And you shout, La we my and you shout, La sing any song in your language. And you shout, La sorrow matter say, La sorrow matter say, I my thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. With life unto thee. Oh. Just worship the maker to my brother, my sister. My sister, let us also bring us over. I'm a little
bit
amen. Lift up your voice. I pray this prayer point loud and clear. Say, oh Lord, my Father, any sin I've ever committed in my life that I'm about to stand against my prayer tonight, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to ask for mercy. In the name of Jesus, please have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Tell God to show his mercy. In the name of Jesus. Father, show your mercy tonight. Any sin in my life that I want to stand against my prayer tonight, please show your mercy. Father, show your mercy. Father, show me your mercy. Father, show me your mercy. In the name of Jesus. Father, show me your mercy. Open your mouth and pray, pray, pray. Any sin in my life that I want to stand against my prayer, oh, that I will do. Show me your mercy, show me your mercy, show me your mercy, Lord. Show me your mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, show me your mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, show me your mercy. Show my husband, my wife, all of my children, show them your mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, show us your mercy. All of us, show us your mercy. In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, heaven over my prayer tonight. Open my fire and declare your heaven open. In the name of Jesus. Heaven over my prayer. Heaven over my family. Open tonight my fire. Open your heaven over my prayer. Open, 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 open. Declare your heaven open. You cannot pray under a closed heaven. Open your mouth and pray. My heaven must open. My heaven must open. Oh, yeah, my heaven. Open all my fire. Let my heaven open. Oh, yeah, my heaven. Open up. Oh, yeah, my heaven. Oh, yeah, must open. Oh, yeah, my heaven. Open up. Declare my heaven, oh, your doors open. My heaven open. Declare your heaven open. Heaven over your prayer. Heaven over your family. Heaven over your children. Heaven over your marriage. Heaven over your destiny. Open tonight by fire. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Declare your heaven open. In the name of Jesus, declare your heaven open. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and declare your heaven open. In the mighty name of Jesus, declare your heaven open tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray this over, don't say that again. Say, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I take authority over every principality and power in my environment. In the name of Jesus, declare your law. By the power and the blood of Jesus, I take authority over every rulers of darkness, every wickedness of weakness, every environmental power, every power ruling this environment, every satanic bird, every satanic animal that's always swallowing people's prayer. I take authority over you tonight by the power in the name of Jesus. Oh, you'll be arrested. Oh, you'll be arrested. Oh, you'll be arrested. Oh, you'll be arrested. Aha. Declare they must be arrested tonight. They must be arrested tonight. They must be arrested tonight. Something must happen in your life. They must be arrested. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. I beg you in the name of Jesus. I want everybody to pray the right prayer, take them seriously. Don't joke at all with this prayer. Strike when the iron is still sharp so that you can meet the target. The first prayer point I want us to pray. There is somebody on the line tonight. The new chapter of joy is about to be opened in your family. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray this all out of here. Say every chapter of sorrow that the enemy has opened for my family, close by fire. Oh, yeah, close the chapter, close the chapter. Close. Open what I'm praying. I close the chapter. Every chapter of shame, every chapter of sorrow, I close it tonight. In the name of Jesus, open what I'm praying. Declare to them that close. They must be close. They must be close. The chapter of failure, they must be close. The chapter of delay, they must be close. The chapter of weeping constantly, they must be close tonight. Open what I'm praying. The chapter must close. Over my family, I will not cry. Over my children, I will not cry. Over my wife, I will not cry. Because what? The chapter of crying has closed. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. If you close a chapter, you must open another one. It's like when you are reading a book. You finish chapter 4, you close chapter 4, you now open chapter 5. You are going to declare this one loud and clear. Remember the fourth prayer point? We have closed the chapter of sorrow, we have closed the chapter of shame, we have closed the chapter of disappointment. You are about to open another chapter. Say, my father, my father, my father. In tonight's prayer, open the chapter of joy for my family. Open your water prayer. Chapter of testimony, chapter of favor, chapter of good news. Open your water prayer. Declare them open. Oh, yeah, open tonight. The chapter of favor, the chapter of good news, the chapter of elevation, the chapter of next level. Open to that by fire. Open to that by fire. Declare it open. Pray. Declare it open. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Aha. Help yourself. They must open. Declare it open tonight. In the name of Jesus. Declare it open tonight. Open your prayer. Aha. That is. Declare the chapter open. The chapter of testimony. The chapter of conception. The chapter of new marriage. Open your prayer. In the name of Jesus. It must open tonight. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I love the way you pray that prayer. The next prayer point you are going to pray. Shout this one loud and clear. Job chapter 22, verse 28. He said, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. You are going to use your mouth to decree tonight. Proverbs 18, verse 21. He said, life and death lies in the power of tongue, and those that love it eat the fruit thereof. So you want to use your tongue tonight. The tongue that blind Bartimaeus used in Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. He used his tongue to change his destiny. If you are too gentle, you might not settle. If you are too quiet, you might not possess your possession. I want you to gather together and pray tonight. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every power that want to turn my joy to sorrow, you are a liar. Die. You that power has tried to turn my joy to sorrow. In the name of Jesus, you must die. You must die. You must die. You must. Aha, look at this. Something is happening tonight. Something is happening tonight. Every power, I want to turn the joy of family. They want to turn the joy to sorrow. You are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus. Masuta la ba 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 ba. Resorte le bosoto rikemo. Look at what's happening. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I have a word for somebody on the right tonight. That in the name that is above every other name, with a very loud seven amen, if you understand and take over this prophecy, I decree to somebody's life over what you are passing through. If you must cry this year, it shall be a tears of joy. In the name of Jesus, you will not cry the cry of sorrow. It shall be a tears of joy. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall be a tears of joy. 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 It shall be a day of joy. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Shout this one again loud and clear. Say, every good thing that the enemy has stolen from my life. Whether I know about it or not, I recover them tonight. Recover them tonight. Tonight is your night. Oh, yeah, recover. Every good thing stolen from your children's life. Every good thing stolen from your marriage. Every good thing stolen from your destiny. Oh, yeah, recover. In the name of Jesus. Recover them tonight. Tonight is your night. You must recover all. Every good thing stolen from your children, you must recover all. In Jesus' name, we pray. I beg you in the name of Jesus. Don't say you have prayed this prayer before. Say, continue. It's a prayer that every parent and parent-to-be must pray seriously and acidically. I want you to gather your strength and pray this prayer. Say, powers that wants me to be in the grave. Hey, when my children are doing good things in life, Amen. It's every power that wants to be in the grave. When my children are doing good things in life, you are a liar. Every power that wants me to be in the grave. When my children are doing good things, you are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus, every power that wants me to be in the grave. When my children are doing good things, you are not my maker. Die by fire. Open your mouth and pray. If you are a parent, pray that prayer. If you are yet to be a parent, pray that prayer. If you are single, pray that prayer. Any power that says you want to be in the grave. When my children are doing good things in life, you are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus, pray. In Jesus, mighty name, we pray. You are going to pray for yourself again. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for everyone here tonight. Whether the enemy like it or not, you will see your children's children. In the name of Jesus, I decree by the mandate of heaven, as the Lord liveth and the power reigns forever, any power that wants to waste your life, where your children are doing good things in life, with your sevenfold heaven, they shall be wasted tonight. They shall be wasted. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, by the power in the blood of Jesus, arise and change my story for good. Father, change my story for good. Tell God to change your story. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. My father, my fighter, by the power in the blood of Jesus, arise and change my story. Oh, do I change my story? Father, change my story. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Tell God to change your story. Something must happen in your life. Tell God to change your story. Enough of delay. Tell God to change your story. Father, change my story. Oh, do I change my story? Oh, do I change my story? Father, change my story. Let people know. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Apologies for those who don't speak Yoruba. I just got a song that somebody is about to sing tonight. I will translate it. He said, Jackie, you go, right, yo? Jackie, yalu, shalo. Ayereti ohun ti mo mu bo Lordore Oluwa. The meaning of that song is that, Father, let your glory come alive in my life. The whole world I will certain that you are serving the Lord, what is the evidence? My father, the whole world are waiting for the manifestation of your God. Father, show yourself in my life. Tell God to show himself in your life. In my life, show yourself. In my marriage, show yourself. In my destiny, show yourself. In my children's life, show yourself tonight. Open your water prayer. Tell God to show himself. Father, show yourself. Father, show yourself. Father, show yourself. Oluwa, show yourself. Ayeraye, show yourself. In my children's life, Father, show yourself. In my life, Lord, Father, show yourself. In my ministry, Lord, Father, show yourself. In my destiny, Lord, Father, show yourself. In the work of my life, Father, show yourself. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Tell God to show himself. Tell God to show himself. Tell God to show himself. Father, show yourself. Aha. Father, show yourself. In the name of Jesus, I let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I decree to somebody's life here tonight, by the power in the blood of Jesus, anything planted in the ground in order to oppress your life, I command that it to in the mighty name of Jesus, you shall laugh last. 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 In the name of Jesus, every enemy of your progress, every will silence them tonight. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we are praying. Say any power that says I will not reap the fruit of my labor. There are some powers that their duty is to make sure that you will labor. At the point of enjoying your labor, something else will happen. I've told you before, Dio told us the story of a man. The man worked in a very big place in Nigeria, and at the point of him deciding to retire, they gave him a huge sum of money after working dedicatedly in the village.
In the name of Jesus. I don't know.
Jesus. Amen. This man, the man was what, and when he retired, that is, they gave him that money, it was in his bank. And lo and behold, coincidentally, one of his sons gave back to the man in Canada. And he said, okay, let me go to Canada, do the naming ceremony, return back, you know, as a grandma now, a grandpa, return back to Nigeria and begin to enjoy my money. And that went to Canada. A day, he slept, no problem. The second day, like this, a day before graduation, the man slept and never wake up again. Why? They are making to work hard and not wait to enjoy the fruit of their labor. I want to pray for somebody here. In the name that is above every other name, any power anywhere that says you will work so hard, but at the point of your reward, they say you shall be found wanting. I command the power to die. They shall 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 die. In the name of Jesus. Aha. You are not going to turn into prayer. Say, wicked power. That want me to work very hard. I don't wait to enjoy the fruit of my labor. You are a liar. Die. Aha. Open your other way. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Open your other way. Aha. That is it. That is it. That is it. That is it. Help yourself, yourself, yourself. Help yourself in the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Aha. That is it. Help yourself tonight, my brother. My sister, don't go without prayer. Aha. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are not to pray this one like this. This is what I want to pray against over my dead body power. Beloved, if you come from where I come from, you will understand that there are wickedness in high places. That some people, their duty is to make sure that you will walk so hard and don't wait to you. They say over their dead body. They say over their dead body. You told us a story before. The lady that she was so determined. She has been praying. And no, I'm old at the point of her enjoying a labor. No, I'm old. On the wedding ceremony, they have the husband and wife, everybody have done the, they done together. We love you, we love you. They have waited just to disgrace that lady at the point of their of our celebration. I am praying for somebody here. Any power anywhere that says over their dead body, will you make progress in life? If your amen is loud, just as what happened in Numbers chapter 16, that the old ground opened and swallowed the enemy of Moses. I decree today, any power saying over their dead body, will you make it? The ground will open up and swallow them. In the name of Jesus, they shall be swallowed. They shall be swallowed. They shall be swallowed. In Jesus' name, we pray. This was this lady. And when they got to the point of taking picture like this, look at what happened. That's why this world is highly wicked. If you think everything is normal, it's not normal. There are so many things that are not normal in this world. If you have to be aggressive to possess your possession. This lady, they have joined them in the church. They left the church. They were coming outside to take.
Why did he put to record? I don't know why he went to record straight. I don't know why. Why did he? I wasn't the one that put it to record. I should just leave it at this. He's not here. Aware of what is happening, but let me do this. It's off.
Say wicked power. The devil is a bastard. Say wicked power. I want to turn my day of joy into the day of sorrow. You are a liar. Every power that wants to turn your day of joy to day of sorrow, you are a liar. Da, 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 da. In the name of Jesus, every power that wants to turn your day of joy into day of sorrow, you are a liar. Aha. Yes, 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 yes. Help yourself, yourself. Help yourself. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say powers. Say over their dead bodies, will I make it in life? Are you my God? Die! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. In the name of Jesus. Da, 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 da. Aha. Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, pray, pray. Open your mouth and pray. Aha. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray this one for yourself again. Say this one for yourself. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. I am overdue for a change of story. In my situation, in the name of Jesus, pray, 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 pray. Father, appear in my situation. Father, appear in my situation. Tell them to appear. Only one appear in my situation. I am overdue for a change of story. Only one appear, 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 appear. In Jesus' name we are praying. Shout this one out clear. Don't say this prayer point as it concerns you. Jehovah will tell us that you cannot overpray, but you can underpray. Pray this one and need it in future. Shout this one out clear. Say sickness unto death. Design for me and my family. Scatter! Oh, yeah, scatter the sickness. Oh, yeah, scatter the sickness. Oh, put your mouth and prayer. Oh, yeah, scatter them now. In the name of Jesus, sickness unto death. Design for me and my family. Oh, yeah, scatter. 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 Aha! Pray. Help yourself tonight. Something must happen. You must make progress. In the name of Jesus. Aha, pray. Aha, yes. Sickness unto death. Aha, that's it. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You are going to pray this one for yourself. Say every wicked padlock that has locked up good things in my life. It might be your business. It might be they can lock business. Some people will be selling something great. I've been praying with somebody before. And lo and behold, what they sell is sewing machine. I can imagine sewing machine. Sewing, nothing food. They don't like food yet. Under the sewing machine. And lo and behold, business begin to go down. Go down. People know. Because some of them have been coming left and right. They found out that they come. And we began to pray. I said to them, God will show you a secret. We began to pray. I know I'm yours to the glory of the Almighty God and to the shame of the devil. That day, the wife was just sitting down in the shop and suddenly she saw something moving under the leg of the machine. Is it my dear? Come and see this one. What can I see? There's something there. They began to search. They searched. They could not find anything. They went. And then when they go back, they call me and say, Pastor, we saw something that look. I say, you shouldn't have left me this. You would have uprooted everything. This world is wicked. I said, tomorrow morning, go back there. God is out. They began to uproot. And before they went the following morning, God is my witness to the glory of the Almighty God. Before they went the following morning, we began to pray. I said, God, whatever power that I've been living in that place that is blocking their business, Father, uproot them. When they got there the following morning, to the glory of the Almighty God, they brought out all the machine, all the energy, they brought everything out. And lo and behold, there was a big cat inside that place. And one machine has fallen over within yesterday and the following day. A machine fell over that cat and the cat died and they brought out the dead cat. It was still fresh, so it wasn't like it has died not long ago. It would have been smelling. But the thing had been there. There was no food. There was nothing there. How can God hear? They don't know. If you think this one is not wicked, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. I am praying for everyone here. Any satanic animal that is working against your life, any satanic animal working against your business, any satanic animal working against your children's life, any satanic animal that want to tear down your marriage, hear the word of the Lord. They shall dry up. In the name of Jesus, what brought cats to that place? In the midst of my sheep. If they are selling bread, I'll say maybe they come to eat bread. If they are selling pandemia, I'll say maybe they come to eat me. But they are selling machinery. What will cats be eating inside the locked stores? I decree any agenda of darkness over your family. Job chapter 5 verse 12. It says, frustrate the plan of the crafty and told that their hand could not perform the enterprise. Every plan of the crafty over your business, every kind of the crafty over your career, every plan of the crafty over your job, every kind of the country, over your family, every kind of the country, over your husband, every kind of the country, over your wife, is scattered tonight, in the name of Jesus, is scattered tonight, in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified, in Jesus' name, we are praying. So when they say to some people that this world is wicked, you think it is wicked. If you come to where I come from, you know that this world is wicked. You have to pray this one for yourself loud and clear. Say, any wicked, every witch and wizard going to one satanic meeting or the other. Because of you, my family, scatter my fire. Open your mouth, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter them now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. In Jesus' name, they scatter. Before we open the scripture, let me tell you this story again. My father, my dad is on the line as I'm talking to you now. He was one that told us this story. He said, when we are young, that he was so poor that my father is on the line as I'm talking, so he can testify to what I'm talking about. That he went to one of his senior sisters, that, please, auntie, I need help. I give me some money. That auntie issued a statement. He said, you this boy, I have not given you any money. That if you make it tomorrow, do not remember my children. My father is on the line as I'm talking to you. He said, the woman did not cause herself. She made a ready-made course for the children. I am praying for somebody here. The Bible says that digeth a pitcher falling to it. Any curse hanging in the air against anyone here with your loudest amen, that curse is broken tonight. The curse is broken tonight. The curse is broken tonight. The curse is broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, there is power in this. You can look at that strange statement. He said, when you make it tomorrow, don't remember my children. Don't be old, as God will have it. The man made it seriously. And the children came to me. I said, sorry, that was a statement in this. You know what? Because they have relegated him to nothing that he will never become anything in life. But to the glory of God. Psalm 126, verse 1. He said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, it was like a dream, and our mouth was filled with laughter. I am decreed to somebody here tonight, in the name that is above every other name, your mouth shall be filled with laughter in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter how the time you are going to finish. The Lord will take you far. The Lord will take you far. The Lord will take you far. The Lord will take your children far. Your grandchildren will go far. In the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, when you make it tomorrow, Do not remember my children. You look at that kind of statement. Many of us are operating on that kind of satanic causes that somebody has said something. But today I decree that whatever issue cause that be issued against anyone here, generational cause, ancestral cause that have been operating in your life, you are taking 4 steps forward, 7 steps backward. That does not allow money to work well in your life. Today, by the power in the blood of Jesus, the curse is broken tonight. The curse is broken. The curse is broken. The curse is broken. In the name of Jesus. The curse is broken. Beloved, you are going to pray. See, every arrow of satanic curses issued by any man or woman against my life, break by fire. Break the curse. I break the curse tonight. I break the curse tonight. In the name of Jesus, I break the curse tonight. In Jesus' name. We are prayed. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord will answer our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your Bible with me to Acts of Apostles. I want to share something with you quickly on what I called shake it off. Shake it off. The book of Acts of Apostles. And I'll be sharing the screen in a minute. Acts of Apostles 28. I'm sharing the screen right now. Thank you, Jesus. Acts of Apostles 1-6. The title of this short message that will lead us to another level of prayer is called Shake It Off. Amen. In Acts 28, let me give you the background of this story. This story, there were 276 in 27. So actually 7, there are 276 prisoners. They were going to Italy. And on their way, they had shipwreck. To the extent that the whole boat, everything almost wrecked. But and in the midst of that pandemic, the angel of God appeared to Paul and said, Paul, you are going to appear before Caesar. Don't worry about it. That all there will be shipwreck, but all of you that are here will get to, will land safely. Imagine that. So that gave Paul kind of confidence. So Paul told them, guys, just relax. Eat your food. Don't worry. There's no problem. God has told me that we are going to get to the other side. And that's what led to the 28th, the last chapter in the book of Acts. I start from verse 1. The Bible says, now, when they had escaped, I am praying for somebody here. It doesn't matter the pit that the enemy has prepared for you and your family. You shall escape from the pit. In the name of Jesus, you shall escape. From poverty, you will escape. From frustration, you will escape. From untimely death, you will escape. From shame, you will escape. From sickness, you shall escape. From delay, you will escape. From tragedy, you and your family will escape. In the name of Jesus, a sermon for the man. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. He said, when they had escaped. No wonder. Psalm 124 verse 7 says, our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler, and the snare is broken, and we are escaped. I decree again to somebody's life, in the name that is above every other name, any trap that the enemy has set up for you and your family, I see you jump out of that trap. In the name of Jesus, you will escape that trap. You will escape that trap. Stop of satanic attack. You will escape that trap. Stop of depression. You will escape that trap. Or sickness. You shall escape in the name of Jesus. And now they had escaped. To the background of story. And they found out the land which was called Malta. That means they go to the small island called Malta. Verse 2. That's true. And the natives, those are the people that live in that Malta, they show unusual kindness to them. I am praying for somebody here. In this year 2020, you will experience unusual kindness in the mighty name of Jesus. Unusual kindness from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, for they kindled a fire, and made us all welcome because of the rain that was falling and because it was cold. As you can see, they were in that shipwreck for 14 days. They had no food to eat. They were scared until Paul gave them a confirmation that God says, we are going to get to the other side. Don't worry about it. So they were really hungry and they were very cold in the midnight. That's on verse 27. So when they escaped, they showed them kindness. They are so nice to them. They want things for them. Maybe they gave them food because of the rain. And look at what happened later in verse 3. But when Paul, this man, beloved, one lesson I learned from this chapter 28 was that God can never use a lazy person. Anybody that is lazy, God cannot use you. There are 276 people on the ship that were almost wrecked. They were almost died. When they got to Malta, it was only Paul, verse 3. Paul had gathered the bundle of sticks. He was the one that was going to look for sticks and laid them on fire for other people to keep warm. But suddenly, a problem came. Suddenly, a viper. A viper in the Bible means a snake, serpent. A viper came out of it because of the heat. And look at what happened. He fastened on his hand. There are many of us listening to me today. Why are your business not working properly? It's because there's a viper fastening your hand. Your hand represents the symbol of your handwork. Without your hand, you might not make me to be progress in life. With your hand, you will sign contract and sign check. And when the hand is under attack, there's no how you can make progress in life. But tonight I decree, hey. Every satanic snake, every viper that is attacking anyone here, I command them to die by fire in the name of Jesus. They shall die. They shall die. They shall die. In Jesus' name, we are praying. So, apart from the usual kindness that they've shown them, the Bible said, Paul gathered the body of sin and laid them on the fire. And a viper came. You are going to turn into prayer. Say, every viper that is spiritually attacking good things in my life, die! Every viper spiritually attacking good things in my life. Oh yeah, da 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 da. Help yourself. Help yourself tonight. Tonight is the night of deliverance. The viper must die. The viper must die. The viper must die. You are spending money before you see another one. It's as a result of the viper that is spiritual. In your life, this thing that is written is from our own learning. Open your mouth and pray. Every viper attacking the works of my hands. Every viper that want me to eat it from hand to mouth. Every viper pushing my helper away. Every viper going along with me their life. Die! Pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. In verse 4, so when the natives, you know, I told you, a viper fasting on his hand, when the native who showed kindness before, when they saw a creature hanging in his hand, look at what's happening, human being, they said to one another, ha ha. No doubt, this man must be a murderer. This was the person they shook hands with just now. Who, although he escaped the sea, yet justice does not allow him to live. Apostle Paul, they said he was a murderer. This lesson I learned from here. If human being press you today, they can mock you tomorrow. If they press you today, hey, now Baba, oh, go, Baba, no, hey, you don't need a lie. Tomorrow, when you make a silly mistake, instead of them to correct you in righteousness, what they will do, they say, you really need. It's a stupid man. I don't know him. I don't trust him. I've been thinking about his. They change their mind immediately. Immediately, say they said to one another, no doubt, this man must be a murderer. Who, although he escaped from the sea, yet justice does not allow him to live. I decree every wrong accusation against anyone here, it shall backfire. Hey, in the name of Jesus. Verse 5. But look at what this is. The Bible says, but he shook off the creature. He shook off the viper into the fire, and the Bible says he suffered no harm. I am praying for everyone here. Every serpent and scorpion that the enemy has designed to put you into trouble, in the name of Jesus, you shall shake them off now. You will shake off poverty. You will shake off prophetic position. Untimely death, shake them off. Shake them off. In the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. He said, he shoot the creature off into the fire. Look at the story very well. They showed kindness in verse 2. In verse 3, there was a problem. In verse 4, they changed their mind. In verse 5, we shook them off. Look at what happened in verse 6. And however, they were expecting that it would swell up and suddenly fall down and die. I decree today, anyone expecting you to die, As 15, he said what? He said he diggeth, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. Anyone that is expecting you to die, anyone expecting you to fall down and die, hear the word of the Lord. I make a decree with the Prince of Heaven. They will replace you in the grave. They shall replace you in the grave. They will replace you in the grave. In the name of Jesus, they were expecting it. The enemy has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Don't let them. Expecting to swell up or suddenly die. But look at what happened later. Our God is so great. But after they have looked for a long time and they saw no harm in him. The Bible said they changed their mind and said among themselves that he was a God. I am praying for somebody here. The miracle that is about to happen to your family next. The whole world will know that you are serving a living God. In the name of Jesus, the whole world will know that you are serving a living God. The whole world will know that we are serving a living God. One major lesson here is that anybody pressing you today can mock you tomorrow. Anyone thinking your praises, that sister very wonderful when he sings. Let her make small mistake. They will start questioning. That's in the person. I don't blame them because they are human beings. They call them mutu. They are human beings. I also call them mutu. What they call them. It's a human being.
They are human beings. They will change. Instead of the Bible says, please convert your brethren in righteousness. In John chapter 8, when Jesus caught that woman in the and the Pharisees, they caught the woman in the act of adultery. They brought him to Jesus. They brought her to Jesus. I said, but now Jesus, Moses said we should stone these people to death. What do you have to say? Jesus bent down, he wrote on the floor, and he said, he who has not committed any sin before, be the first to throw the stone. And all the Bible says, one by one, they were dropping their stone. And they all disappear. And they say, Madam, look back. All your accusers have gone. Rise up and sin no more. That was how the woman was won to. She became an evangelist behind Jesus, propagating the gospel of Christ. Look at Rahab. She was a prostitute. Forget God. God made her in lineage of our Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, human beings, they can change their mind anytime. But it is better for us. To Apostle Paul was unto God. That was when he had an encounter in the book of Acts. When he had the encounter, he was joining on. But after the book of Acts, he began to go from one nation to the other. Ephesians, Corinthians, Galatians, Thessalonians. He was going from one place to the other. Why? He was doing exploits. This man wrote to Paul of the New Testament. Why? Because he had an encounter with the Lord. You know, when the secret of an experience and an encounter with God that has used to shake this viper is you must have a genuine encounter with the Lord. If you don't have an encounter with the Lord, you are just wasting your time. Your prayer will not be going to voicemail. God doesn't have time. So you need to have a genuine encounter with the Lord. You need to live a life of no sin. You live a life of genuine life, of holiness. So that when you call upon the days of God, God is in trouble, God will respond to you. There are some people, the Bible says, before they call, I will answer. Why? Because they are connected. God came out of 276 people. God said an angel. Angel, go and tell Paul, nobody will die. There will be no shift. There will be no shift at all. Nobody will die. And they got to the promised land. I have prayed for you today. Every viper experience against your life, against your family, against your children, I command them to scatter in the name of Jesus. Now lift up your hands and pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father, arise. And let me have an encounter with you. Oh, Father, give me the grace to have an encounter with you. I need an encounter. And then just one encounter, oh Lord. One encounter with you. It will change my life forever. Father, Lord, give me an encounter. Give me an encounter. Give me an encounter in the name of Jesus. Father, give me an encounter. An encounter, an encounter. No, one encounter. One encounter. Father, give me an encounter. In Jesus' name, we receive the encounter. You are going to pray for yourself. To round up tonight, shout this one loud and clear. Say, wicked powers troubling my life in the hours of the night. You are a liar. Die! Wait. Aha. Aha, pepe. Every power troubling my life in the hours of the night. You are a liar. Die. In Jesus' name, we pray. Let me ask you a question. Why do you think that the snake, the viper, did not strike Paul? You know why? It's because his life has been laminated. You know, when you laminate your certificate, no problem can locate you. No oil can go into it. Even if you pour water, the water will just spill up. You are going to pray a prayer. Hey, you are going to gather you and your family together. Say, my father. I gather myself and my family into your presence tonight. Laminate us with your fire. Father, laminate me, O Lord. Oh, laminate me. Father, laminate my children. Oh, laminate my wife. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Tell God to laminate you. Father, laminate all us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, laminate me. Father, laminate my children. Father, laminate my parents. Father, laminate my siblings. Father, laminate my family. In the name of Jesus. With your fire.
Laminate us, O Lord. Father, laminate us, O Lord. What do I laminate us, O Lord? Don't let the hand of the wicked, in the name of Jesus, pray. Don't let them touch us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Aha, pray. Father, laminate me, O Lord. Father, laminate me. In the name of Jesus. Aha, pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha, yes. Pray. In the name of Father, laminate us. Laminate me, O Lord. Laminate me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, laminate me, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Tell God to laminate your children, your business. Tell God to laminate your business. If God laminate your business with his blood, in the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now I'm about to pray. In Psalm 105, verse 13. The Bible says, when they went from one nation to the other, from one kingdom to the other people, verse 14, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yes, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. I have decreed to somebody's life here, in the name that is above every other name, any power that is determined to touch your family, from today, heaven will silence them. In the name of Jesus, he said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. I pray you shall not be touched. Nobody can touch you. The Lord will laminate you. He will laminate your children. He will laminate your family. He will laminate your business. In the name of Jesus, say, my Father, laminate me and my family in the name of pray. In the name of pray. Tell God to laminate you. Paul was laminated. Tell God to laminate you. In the name of Jesus. Aha. That is it. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Tell God to laminate you. Yes. Pray. Aha. Yes. Pray. Yes, aha, that's it. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Galatians chapter 6, verse 17. It says, from now henceforth, let no power trouble you, for you bear in your body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, from today, I pray for somebody, sickness cannot touch you anymore. Shame will not touch you anymore. Oppression will not touch you anymore. Delay will not touch you anymore. Any power that wants to introduce untimely death to your family, that power shall be wasted in the name of Jesus. The Lord will laminate all of us. It will laminate our children. It will laminate our business. It will laminate our marriage. It will so that the forces of darkness cannot penetrate our life. Come and say with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name. We pray. Now, before you go, I want us to ask one thing. A special present this weekend. Tell God to give you one special thing this weekend. Thank you, Jesus. You have only 35 seconds to pray that prayer. 1 hour, 1 minute to pray that mass. Father, Lord, everybody is calling upon you now. Hey. For one special gift this man. Now we say every good and perfect gift from the Most High God. He said, I am the Lord, the God of offering. There is nothing too hard for God to do. If you are praying for business expansion, tell God to inspire your business. Open your water and ask God, Father, hey, laminate me and my ministry. Laminate my family, laminate my children. In the name of Jesus. Open your water and pray. Father, laminate us, O Lord. Father, laminate us, O Lord. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. Take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen, amen, amen in Jesus' name. I decree to your life, in the name that is above every other name, your life will be totally laminated. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will come back testifying in the name of Jesus. In the midst of turbulence, in Acts 27, God spoke to Paul. And all of them, 276 of them, they got to Malta. I pray, any power that want to reduce your family this year, you started together in January and they want to delete anyone here, that power shall be deleted. In the name of Jesus, shall be well with you. You will not hear bad news, it shall be well. Come and say with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. Amen.
Amen. Amen in Jesus' name. Don't let us forget, on Sunday, we have our house fellowship. Monday, we have our Bible studies. And Monday again, the same Monday, we go back to this prayer line. We do it twice in a week for those who are just joining us. Mondays and Thursdays. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. For what the Lord has done tonight, I want us to share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. There's a word for somebody here. Because of the prayer of lamination that you have prayed tonight, that attack, constant attack in the dream, has stopped tonight in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Seven thunderous hallelujah. I want to go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Have a wonderful night.
Thank you, Pastor. God bless you, Pastor. God bless you,
Pastor. Good night, everybody.
Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you very much.
Good night, sir.
God bless you.
Bye.